Jams
380. Log Talk Radio.
Hi, Jams 380. This is your instructor, Jessica McBride, and this is my interview with the Jams client, as defined as Department Chair Michael Newman. Mike, are you there?
Hello.
Ah, yes, you're there. Great. Thank you so much for joining me and for doing this for the students in Jams 380. And as you know, they are researching the Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies Department. To better understand what I'm calling the Jams client, because as you know, they'll be running our social media. And so I was hoping that the students could hear from you a little bit about the mission of the department and what you've liked and what you haven't liked about what the students have done on our social media in the past. But first, I was hoping, Mike, that you could just introduce yourself to the students, because there are some of them, for example, who aren't Jams majors.
Sure.
And maybe tell them a little bit about
Newman.
Who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, happily. I'm Michael Newman. I'm a professor and chair of the Department of Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies. I've been teaching at UWM since 2002, and I teach courses including Jams 101, Introduction to Mass Media, and more advanced courses, and I also teach in our graduate program. And I also do research mostly on media as popular culture, and I've written about movies, TV, new media, and video games, among other things. And this is my fourth year as the chair of the department, and I'm very impressed by the students and the faculty and all the instructors working in this department. And I think that the students who are taking our courses and who become Jams minors or Jams majors are learning a wide variety of skills and acquiring knowledge and taking it with them after they leave the university. Many of them working in media industry jobs, or some of them working in other kinds of jobs as well, but using the things that they learned here for sure.
How would you define the mission of the department? Because it's fairly complex.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, as a department in the College of Letters and Science, we have a liberal arts mission, which is to teach students about media. And we also have a professional mission, which is to offer training in the skills and in the knowledge that you would need to work in advertising or public relations or in journalism or in other forms of media work. And we see those two things as being in balance with each other. So in a class like this one, where students are learning how to do a certain kind of work in doing a professional social media management, I think you're both learning about media and also learning how to do something or how to make something. And then we also have some classes where it's more like a typical class in history or English or political science or something like that, where you're learning about media.
Could you talk a little bit about the research mission of the department and how that links to the teaching mission and so forth? Because we want to make sure with our social media that we balance what we're talking about. And I know for students, the zone of comfort is other students. And we do want to obviously highlight successful students, and we want to highlight the practical skills courses, so forth and so on, that are teaching people how to do the media. But we don't want to forget the research mission of the department. There's a lot of really innovative things going on. And so, yeah, I guess I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that and the kinds of research being done in the department.
Sure. So for university faculty, people who have PhDs, who have titles like assistant professor, associate professor, or professor, their work is a combination of teaching and other things. And research is the biggest of the other things that they do. So for different fields, that means different things. Scientists are doing research in labs. In JAMS, we don't have that kind of research going on. Some of my colleagues are doing historical research. They go to archives. Some of them are doing something more like social science research that could be experimental. It could be using surveys or other ways of gathering data and analyzing and interpreting that data. And it's about a wide variety of media-related topics. and you know, covers a lot of ground. You know, I have colleagues who are faculty in the department who do research on free speech, on popular television, on the history of travel magazines and tourism as a form of kind of consumer culture that was encouraged by the magazine business and certain magazines in the 20th century. I have colleagues who are working on digital new media, things like podcasting. You know, I myself have written essays about a whole bunch of topics, including GIFs, you know, those little looping animations that we see on the internet, and web videos, and TV and movies and other things like that. So we're doing a lot of different kinds of research, actually covering a lot of ground. And to do research means to publish it. So we are writing articles or books or chapters of books, making our knowledge available to other people.
When it comes to our social media, how do you think the students should balance the types of posts they do? You know, in other words, you know, what proportion of the posts are about students or the research mission, et cetera. Do you have a sense as a client of how you'd like that to go?
Yeah. Well, before you mentioned that the social media accounts can show what the people in JAMS are doing. And I think that that's a really good way of thinking about it, is telling stories about people. So it could be students or it could be instructors, but making visible what we're doing, what the good work that we're doing is, and I think that's part of telling our story. And that could be a lot of different things. It could be what's going on in a class, projects that students are doing. It could be things like internships, where the student is out in the community or in the local industry, and that sometimes can really make for good content. You see people doing particular kinds of work, or it could be the kinds of publication that faculty do, or you know, if there are instructors from JAMS who've been quoted in the press, which happens fairly regularly, that faculty or others from campus appear in some way in the news, being quoted or being mentioned. That's something we can draw attention to. So I think really the bottom line would be that the Twitter and Facebook account should be representing the department, showing it in a positive light, and making visible what we're already doing, which is many different kinds of good work.
So you do receive mentions by email from University PR that we can tap into, correct, when somebody is mentioned in the news media who's in our department?
Yeah, that's right. The university subscribes to a service, and the service is capturing any time UW-Milwaukee appears in a news publication of any kind. It could be online, you know, newspapers, or it could be TV or radio. And the College of Letters and Science has someone who is finding all of the names of the people from UWM who've been mentioned in the media who are LNS people, and then filters them to the individual who's been named and also to that person's department. So like an example would be last week, Jesse Garcia Marble, who teaches journalism classes in our department, was quoted in a news story about why there are so many Cubs fans in Wisconsin. And it appeared in a lot of different venues. I don't think it was just in one place, but it was in the news. So we got news about that. And actually, I think the university or the College of Letters and Science shared it on its social media. And we shared it on ours as well. And that was something that I wouldn't have known about if it hadn't come through this service. And the emails that I get are called media mentions. And the people in marketing in the college send them to me if they're JAMS related, and I will be in the habit of forwarding them to you.
Yeah, and then what I will do for the students is I'll place them on our Google Doc sheet that's called Social Media Posting Ideas, which the students already know exists. And so just so the students know now, like the mentions will be put on there when we get them. And I think those would be really good things to highlight on our social media. And I think what you're talking about here does tie into a broader point that we are part of a bigger PR mission. I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit, how the social media mission for JAMS ties into the overarching UW-Milwaukee public relations strategy, so to speak.
Yeah, there's an office on campus called University Relations, and their responsibility when it comes to social media is to show people both on campus and outside of campus what UWM is all about. They often put this in terms of telling our story. That's the phrase you hear over and over again from people in university relations, and that often involves getting UWM into the news or into the media, having a faculty member or a student or someone from the campus interviewed or quoted, having their picture, having them mentioned. And the university sees great value in this because in some ways it's like another form of advertising that you don't have to pay for. The university takes out advertisements. There's advertisements at the airport now for UW-Milwaukee. And there have been TV advertisements as well and other kinds. But, you know, when an item appears as a news story, like, you know, a story about something to do with fossil remains that are a really interesting discovery, and they interview a professor from the anthropology department about some really cool discovery, that brings us a lot of positive attention that may be more valuable than an advertisement because people – you know, tend to try to avoid advertising sometimes. So the university is up to that. The College of Letters and Science is also doing some of that. It has its own social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter for sure, maybe some others. And many, many departments on campus do as well. So sometimes we're kind of repeating or picking up on the things that are already out there. Or sometimes they may see what our social media accounts are doing and pick up on it that way. And and it's really all trying to do the it's all trying to accomplish the same mission, which is to make visible what the good work is already that's going on.
And I think it's a really great thing when other departments, and especially when the larger university accounts, you know, retweet our tweets or share our posts on Facebook, because they have larger audience, especially like the UW-Milwaukee Facebook mm-hmm. page or something. And so then they get our posts to, you know, more people. And they would be considered in social media terminology influencers for us because they have large audiences of their own, but they're interested in what we do. I was wondering now if you could talk a little bit about what you liked on our social pages in the past that JAMS 380 students did, and generally what you didn't like, you know, what you want them to avoid. What do you want to see more mm-hmm. of, basically, and what do you want to see less of?
Sure. I think that that posts that are about a person are great. Posts that have a picture of that person are good. When someone's doing something really interesting, that is bringing positive attention to the department. I think that this is not just a criticism of JAMS social media per se. I think sometimes when a professional social media account is kind of looking for excuses to tweet or to post on Facebook because it's, you know, it's National Cheeseburger Day, so you find someone in the department to you know, put a cheeseburger on their face. That to me doesn't really seem like story. It's just getting more attention on social media in a way that doesn't really connect that much with what we're doing. So I think that, you know, that kind of stuff, that it may just be kind of jokes or, you know, kind of fluffy, frivolous stuff. It may work as an occasional kind of thing, but I like to see the kind of the dominant content of our social media accounts being stories that are showing our strengths. You know, the university has three kind of core missions, I guess, of student success, research excellence, and community engagement. And I would hope that our Twitter and Facebook meshes with that a lot of the time, that we're showing students who are succeeding, we're showing research. I think we would show less of it than the students, because the students in some ways are the best content you could have. And community engagement, which could be like internships or classes in our department that are working with clients, which some of the PR classes, ad PR classes do from the community. That would be great. And that would allow the people looking at these social media sites to kind of make a connection with the JAMS department.
Last semester, somebody did a post that I had talked about already in the class about No Beardless Day, and they had David Allen without a beard. You know, he's a beardless professor.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a throwback photo of Mark Tasman in another case. And those, I agree, they're a little more far afield. I think we need a little bit of that kind of thing to mix it up. You don't want to always seem like you're promoting yourself or like how successful you are, how great you are in professional social media. But that being said, I think you make a critically important point that we don't want that kind of stuff to dominate. Like, it could occur here or there, just to mix it up now and then, right? To have a lighter moment, humanize our professors or whatnot. It's better if those days, like, link into our mission, such as National Author Day, and you can talk about, like, a book somebody authored who's a professor or in the department or something. But I do think you make a really good point. We want to focus more so, mostly, what we want to dominate would be the posts on people, right? And so I think the students really need to take that away from this conversation. Look for the stories of human beings in the department who are doing really positive things. And look for those stories within the students, but also within the professors, you know, the office staff, people like Jeff Loomis, who's doing all the interesting tech innovations, et cetera, et cetera. I was wondering if you could try to define for us, Mike, as the client, how do you see the JAMS brand, right? I mean, so we're a department. We have a brand in a sense. We're not a corporate brand, of course. How would you define what our brand is, like, or maybe what we're trying it to be, what we want it to be?
Sure. Yeah, I confess I don't usually think of the department in terms of having a brand, but in some ways, of course, it is branded. It's a department within the university, so we're borrowing a lot of the meanings and associations from UWM, which I would say has the brand of being a very high-quality urban research university in southeastern Wisconsin. And, I mean, it really is not at the top of my list of priorities, but it should be maybe in the back of my mind as the chair of this department. Ultimately, one of the things that our brand can do for us is maintain steady enrollment of students in the department. So what we really want is for a lot of students to come to UWM, stay here once they get here, and if they want a major or minor in JAMS, that's great. And in some ways, the more the better. If people are beating down the doors and we can't satisfy them all, that would be a nice problem to have. So I guess you could think of the brand in that way, that we have this kind of public face, and it could be appealing to students or to prospective students. I think actually a lot of high school seniors who are trying to decide where to go to college could be making decisions based on what kind of programs the universities have. So they, those people could be looking at the social media site of our department if they're looking into it.
Yeah.
And that might be where a brand would be valuable to us. Like, the question would be, who's the brand for? And I guess that could be one answer.
Audience.
I think,
though,
it also, it also reflects well on the people who are already here. So, you know, the current students and instructors in JAMS may be subscribed to these social media accounts, and it makes us feel like we're part of something and shows us what we're up to and who we are. So that may be also be part of it. But I would say, you know, what our brand really has to be is a high quality program in journalism, advertising, and media studies that will have both the liberal arts and the professional components to it, that balances them well, and that gives students a valuable education in this field, and that education will both help them understand media and be good consumers of media and responsible citizens, and also in many instances help them pursue a career in media.
I like how you put that. I might add two other components or nuances to the brand, because we want to think in terms of, to use advertising lingo, you know, what's our unique selling proposition? In other words, what does our department slash brand, right? What does our department, offer that you can't get at every single department in, you know, of journalism in the States. And I think it would be great if the students highlighted our diversity on social media, because I do think that is something that we have that all journalism departments in the state do not have. And I would hope that the students would also highlight us as being innovative. There's a lot of innovative research going on. There's a lot of innovative media going on. And there's also a lot of civic engagement going on when it comes to our media and how we're informing, educating society. And so I guess I kind of think about it that we're kind of brainstorming here, but in terms of how I want us to be seen, I might add those components in. And then when you're talking about the target audience for the social media, I think you make a really good point as well that it's pretty complex. And it's not only the people who are literally in our department now, right? I mean, target audience and social would mean who are we trying to reach with our social media posts? And I guess I'll let you talk about that a little bit more here. Like, who do you think our target audience is for Facebook, for Twitter? You're on Twitter a lot.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
a
study
really good
Twitter,
question.
I think, so.
Well, I spend a lot of time there, probably too much. I think it's probably typical of these things. It isn't one target audience, it's many. And I think you have to ask who's subscribed in the first place. And I would guess a lot of current or recent students are. And, I am, and I'm sure some of my colleagues are, and maybe people like in university relations or in the College of Letters and Science, in their marketing office, certainly they're paying attention to us. And so, you know, in some ways it could be just keeping people up to date with what we're doing. There may be students who don't really know what students in other classes they haven't taken are doing, or what the faculty who they never took a class with are doing, or what they look like, or if they had a cat, or what they looked like 20 years ago. I guess that could be kind of fun to see sometimes. So I would guess that the campus community, which is a lot of different groups of people overlapping, but, you know, because social media is so public, anybody could be looking at it, and it could be prospective employers, it could be prospective students or their parents, or anyone who has a reason to take interest in something that we do. So that's tricky. It's tricky to talk to all those people at once.
One thing that's great about social media, though, for example, on Facebook is, you know, the students are being taught this, we can target the posts. So if we want to reach professors instead of students or alumni who are older, we could narrow the audience for a specific post by age, and then we could narrow it by issue. And so we could get it in the news feeds of people who indicated they're interested in UW-Milwaukee, which probably means they go there or went there or teach there, right? And we could narrow it to, say, people 40 and over or something like that. And then we're more likely to get our posts in the news feeds of, say, professors and alumni, instead of current students. So that's a powerful tool, I think, where we can specifically try to reach these different parts of our target audience through targeting. But it is fairly complex. I think we also definitely want to reach alumni, because we're hoping that a lot of our alumni who are in industry turn around and then hire our students for internships and for jobs, right, that they realize the great work that's being done by students in JAMS in the different concentrations. Was there any post that stood out to you? Was there any post that stood out to you in the past that you really loved? You know, where it just sticks in your mind that 380 did in the past, and you're like, I loved that post. I want more of that.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry not to be able to answer this one, but it's been a while since the students were doing the social media management from last year. So I'm blanking. I can't think of one. I think there were a lot of good ones, and I guess I don't remember very, very specific ones, but I remember stories about students who had won awards or maybe scholarships. I think stories about student success are the ones that excite me the most. So I'm sure that they appeared in the social media feed last year. I just don't remember one specific post.
It's interesting that you highlight that category of posts, though, because the metrics bear out what you're saying, because we study the analytics heavily, of course. And the student success posts do really, really well for us. People like them in general. It's not just you. And I think one thing that we learned is they work best, obviously, if you have a photo of the student or a video, right? But obviously, you have to have something visual. But they also work when we use a specific name. And so we're very concrete. And then I think what happens is those students then turn around, they share the post, you know, with their circles of friends and relatives, and then everyone engages because they're all happy to see the student that they know doing these great things. But then it spreads the message about our department in a wider fashion, and it also reaches, you know, family members and parents who then are happy they sent their kid to our department. It all sort of takes on a life of its own. But historically, our most successful posts in terms of analytics have been those student success posts. So I agree with you. I like those too. I think we should humanize our students, our staff as much as we can on social media. Do you think that we should be on Snapchat and Instagram, et cetera? We do have those platforms for Media Milwaukee, but we don't for Jams yet. We only have about 2 minutes here left. But, like, quickly, what's your thought on expansion in the future?
Okay. Yeah, I can't speak in any informed way about Snapchat because I'm not a regular user of it. And my sense is that it's in decline. I think Instagram is a fantastic platform. I like it a lot. It's very much of the moment and vital, I think, for the undergraduate population and high school students who might be coming here. But the really crucial thing about Instagram, which may not make it work that well for this class, is that it's really a photo sharing site, and you need good photos to have solid content there. So because this isn't a photography class, that may be like an extra challenge for you all. But I think any professional social media management strategy would have to include Instagram in 2018.
I agree with you. And, you know, Facebook's on the decline with younger populations to some degree. And I think what we decided to do here is start with Facebook and Twitter and perhaps expand out to Instagram, you know, in the spring or something like that, and get Facebook and Twitter off the ground where we really want it to be. Well, we have to go because we have like 10 seconds, but I appreciate the time you've given 380, Mike, and I appreciate the fact that you're giving the students this, really what is a great responsibility to run the department's platforms. Did you just want to say one final thing in conclusion? You have about 10 seconds.
Well, I'll say thanks in advance for your good work, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you show us.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.